lot of guys and a lot of women turn to the different magazines. Guys with their Maxim, Men's Health, whatever stuff. Is that one of them? And then women with Cosmo and the other women magazines. Good housekeeping.
Don't look at me.
But anyway, they come out and they give you the advice. Sure. And sometimes you read stuff and you're like, wow, that would be cool to pull that off. But then you're like, wait a minute, I can't pull that off. And this is what I'm talking about. Do you think it's okay for a guy to date more than one woman at a time? Question submitted to AskMen.com. Their little advice columnist says, I don't think it's okay. I highly recommend it, even. You know? The key to dating more than one woman. And here's the line that kind of stands out. It's like, well, are you really answering the guy's question? I think the key to dating more than one woman, or to not seeing a woman more than once or twice, so limiting your dates to one or two times, is to not act like you're her boyfriend from the beginning. Whereas to me, I read, do you think it's okay for a guy to date more than one woman at a time? I see that as, you know, he's kind of got two relationships going on at the same time. So I'm not sure if they even answered the question. But if they did, they're still talking about, you know, inserting different dates at different times. That's too confusing. You know, I'd end up calling one of them the wrong name or something. I mean, girl A and girl B. Make it, here, wear this name tag, please. I get confused when I'm dating multiple people at once. So what do you think? 539-9750 or 238-0975 on dating more than one person at a time. Go ahead.
Hey, I actually think that that was good advice.
What was good advice?
That what the magazine said was good advice.
Okay. Have you been involved in an experience like that? Or?
No, I haven't. But, you know, you said earlier about the, you know, you go on two dates with someone or whatever, and maybe that would be enough. But I just think people take dating way too seriously sometimes. I mean, you go on two dates with somebody. If I went on two dates with a guy and then he was all like trying to be serious about it, that would freak me out.
Well, it's not necessarily saying that they'd be serious after two dates, but, you know, if you have two dates and then there's going to be a third date, why go ahead and plan another date with somebody else before that third date? You know what I mean? Wouldn't you at least wear that person out?
Why not? Like, I don't know. If it's not exclusive, why not go out on a date with someone else? If you're just being open with both the people, and I don't know, it just seems like getting to know different people is not that big a deal.
Yeah, I don't think so either, but I'm just saying, like, if I went up to, like, if I asked you out, I asked him, like, hey, will you go out with me sometime? And then, like, oh, yeah, sure, I'd love to. And then you probably wouldn't say that. But then I'm like, oh, but by the way, I am kind of, I have gone on two dates with another girl and I plan on seeing her again. You'd be up for that?
For sure. Why not?
All right. Well,
it's not that serious of a thing.
Well, thanks for calling in. We appreciate it.
You're welcome.
See you.
Bye.
539-9750 or 238-0975. AskMen.com saying you can pull off dating more than one person at a time if you're upfront about it. Now, that's the other key there. Like, you know, there are guys and there are women who will date multiple people at once and then just keep it quiet. Keep it hidden. You can pull that off a little bit better. It's kind of, you know, a jerk thing to do, I guess. I'm trying to think of the right word there that I could get away with. Obviously, that'd be worse, right?
Yeah.
If you've tried to pull that off. But you'd think, you know, it's, I don't know if people would be that receptive to it. 539-9750 or 238-0975.
I think it's fine if people multi-date, but I think they both should be understanding about it and just have an understanding about it, you know?
Do both people have to be dating multiple people at once?
I don't think they have to be, as long as one's okay with it.
You think you'd be okay with something like that?
I multi-date.
You do?
I'm now. I divorced my husband, and I multi-date. Some people just want to go out and have fun for just a period in their life, you know? So
sure, but are you like...
Need variety.
Are you juggling dates? Like, you have a date with a guy, let's say Monday night, guy A you're dating, and then like Wednesday night, guy B, and then Friday night you're back to guy A, or is it more consecutively?
Well, I don't know about that. I don't know if I just go through the whole, you're the Wednesday night guy, you're the Tuesday night guy, you're the Monday night guy, but...
Right, that's kind of the impression I get on that, because, yeah, you can be single and be dating, and, you know, you date someone until you go, okay, that's just not going to work, and then move on to the
next one. I go out to the clubs, I don't just dance with one person, you know? And I let them know, hey, I'm going out tonight.
Hey, yeah, I'm dancing with you now, but you see that guy over there? I'm going to be dancing with him in a couple minutes. Try him out. Is that what's that?
Not exactly, but yeah. Power hit.